Thank you very much. Dear ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our today's call. I will right head into the figures on the year-to-date September and some quarterly figures, followed by our outlook, and then continue to open the floor for your questions. Polytec Group's consolidated sales in the first 9 months of 2021 totaled 415.8 million euros, and owing to the COVID-19 related lower basis of comparison, were thus 9.6% higher than the same period of the previous year. In the same period, passenger car sales rose by 21.3% to 293.6 million euros. By comparison with the previous year, sales in the commercial vehicle market area during the first three quarters of 2021 fell by 20.5% from 86.3 million euros to 68.6 million. The smart plastics and industrial applications market area recorded market increase in sales in the third quarter of 2021, which was attributable to the commissioning of additional production facilities for the manufacture of logistical boxes. In the nine-month period, sales in the market area rose from 51 million euros to 53.6 million euros. By comparison with the identical period of the previous year, in the first 9 months of 2021, Polytec Group EBITDA increased by 37.2% to 28.3 million euros. The EBITDA margin in the first three quarters of 2021 amounted to 6.8%, where it has been 5.4% in the preceding year. The turbulence in the raw material markets had a market impact upon earnings situation, especially from the second quarter onwards. In addition, earnings were further impacted by a significant reduction in call-off volumes and repeated call-off cancellation at extremely short notice by our automotive customers, as well as increased cost incurred due to the more difficult cost adjustment measures. Group EBIT in the month from January to September 2021 amounted to 7.0 million euro, coming from 6.2 million euros in the preceding year, which corresponded with an EBIT margin of 1.7%, previous year minus 1.6%. The financial result for the first 9 months of 2021 totaled minus 2.1 million euro. The Polytec Group tax ratio in this period stood at 26.4%. The consolidated net profit amounted to 3.6 million euros, whereas we had in the preceding year minus 10.4 million euros, and thus corresponded with earnings per share of 15 euro cent, preceding year minus 50 euro cent. As compared to the 31st of December 2020, as at 30th September 2021, the level of the group's balance sheet total was 39.4 million euro lower and stood at 542.1 million euro. This was due primarily to the repayment of promissory note bonds and loan repayments, as well as the related reduction in cash and cash equivalents. On the basis of the lower balance sheet total in comparison to 2020 reporting date, the equity ratio improved by 3 percentage points to 45.6% and thus remained at a very healthy level. By comparison with the 2020 balance sheet date, net working capital increased considerably, rising by 32.2% or 34.5 million euros to 127.4 million euros. This was due mainly to the increased inventories and contract assets from customer contracts. I'd like to come now to our outlook for the 2021 financial year, and it is as follows. The considerable uncertainties with regard to the current and future course of business do not permit a well-founded assessment of the sales and earnings expectations. However, management of Polytec Group still expects clearly positive EBIT in the 2021 financial year. To maybe cover one of the first questions which may arise, what do we understand by a clearly positive EBIT? That should be at least a double-digit million euro figure at the EBIT, and thus we clearly expect the fourth quarter to be clearly positive, coming from the 7.0 million of EBIT after the third quarter. And this, we believe, may be derived from two positions. First, we are at the rather end of our negotiations with different OEM customers. And the longer those negotiations went, the better they became, I would say, at that point of time. So we clearly expect a fair contribution by our main OEM customers, especially due to the risen material prices, which may cause a total negative impact of up to 10 million euros in the total year. That's our expectation for the total year 2021. And again, I think that a fair share, if not the vast majority of that number, will be covered by our customers. And I also believe that, again, the majority of this compensation will already be obtained by the group before Christmas, to be precise, before Christmas 21, coming Christmas. So that will give us some wind to sail ahead towards the end of the year. And secondly, we did our utmost best as a management team to improve our performance also operationally. Means already a few weeks ago, we started to optimize our operating function, especially purchasing, which means that we do not longer 100% follow the guidelines of our customers as we in normal times used to do, because we have seen they make us provide resources at any first of a calendar month, and after all, they don't call it off totally, or they have only let's say a history of 70% call offs since the start of the third quarter. So around 70% of what they think they call off is actually been called off, and this has also continued throughout October and November so far, I have to say. So situation is still not at the top, and hence we have adjusted our operational functions, which will give us some backwind in the fourth quarter and if necessary also in the quarters to come next year. Necessary means that the electronic chips may be still restricted running into next year, and we do have bits and pieces of information stemming from chip producers, stemming from our OEM customers, which hint towards this, means that we will see restrictions running into at least second half of next year, if not further. So you well know that we have repositioned our group in the years 19 and 20. We have closed 6 plants. We now have installed a fine-tuning program, as I would call it, in the operations, as I put it. So once for sure, we will sustain that current crisis, supply chain crisis, what it is. And I would also like to add that our perspective, our midterm and long-term perspective, especially with regard to our strategy and the rollout of that strategy, is unchanged and still intact.